One voice can't alter the course, but many becomes a torrent that will break these man-built backs and rise to any cause. From a surgeon to a tide, we cannot be controlled. This current that connects us has power untold. So put your voice into the river, watch it gather and grow with the
My name is Isla Callister.
How did this project all start then? Where did it all begin for you?
It was a few years ago. We're going back to pre-pandemic times. I kind of had this idea to write some music about some women, and it wasn't really fully formed. So I went to Culture Vanin, who've always been super supportive of the stuff I do, and I started talking to them about it, and they were so on board with it and kind of developed into Creacht, which is the project it kind of is today.
So was it? It was always going to be something that was focused on, centred on, and featuring women.
Yes. Yeah.
Why was that important for you?
I mean, I think sometimes throughout the history of the Isle of Man, the role of women has been overlooked a little bit sometimes, and maybe the people that we talk about tend to be men, which is important. You know, it's important to celebrate all history on the Isle of Man and beyond, and that obviously includes a lot of women. So I really wanted to put a spotlight on that, and also through traditional music, through music, gender diversity sometimes isn't as good as well. So it was kind of like that, pairing those two together. It was like, we're going to talk about these amazing Manx women and women from elsewhere that have helped shape the history of the Isle of Man, and we're going to get loads of women that play music to do it as well. So it was kind of platforming the stories from the past, and also women that are playing music on the island today as well.
How did you decide on the women that you did feature?
That was really hard, because there were so many contenders, which was lovely actually, and that's one of the favourite things I really enjoyed with Creacht, was getting the chance to just learn about a load of women that I played a part in our history. And I thought, like, I was someone that, you know, was kind of clued up on some things. You know, I went to Bun School, so I know a wee bit about kind of our heritage as well. But I was still so surprised about all these amazing women. So I looked at New Manx Worthies by Dolan Kelly. There was a load of women in there. And as I said, when I spoke to Culture Vanin, they gave a few suggestions as well. And so I just started reading up about them. And I think very quickly I kind of was drawn to certain elements, and then the idea kind of transpired to, you know, look at the 1800s, the 1900s and modern day. You know, I didn't just want it to be about women in the past. I actually wanted to look at who are the courageous women, you know, here today, and what are they doing, and what history are they making. So that kind of 3 points in time idea started to develop. Chose to write some music about Sophia Morrison, who was a cultural Manx language activist from the late 1800s, and Angele Neal, who was an anti-Nazi resistance worker and minority rights campaigner, originally from Belgium, who came over to the Isle of Man, and Calm and Handmaids as well. They were kind of the modern day focus. And another important thing, the reason why I chose to write some music about Angele was because it wasn't just about being a Manx woman. I didn't want it to be about that, you know. It's about all these different kinds of women from different times, different backgrounds, that came over or lived here and just made the Isle of Man a better place, I think. So
and we learned about them at your performance the other night, and it was incredible as well, because it wasn't just about the music, mm-hmm. it was also about the information and the education yeah, yeah. about mm-hmm. these women, and it felt like the way that it was portrayed and what you were telling us about mm-hmm. them, which was so beautifully and poetically spoken as well. It really felt like they were there, and there were actually family members and friends yeah, weren't yeah. there mm-hmm. in the audience. Mm-hmm. I mean, that must have been quite a lot of pressure for you.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's I did feel the pressure, which was important. You know, mm-hmm. I felt the pressure to do their stories justice. And I researched a lot. I was really quite nervous for the stage chat, because I just wanted to really make sure I got it right. We had Angele Neal's two of her sons in, and two of her grandchildren, and I'd spoken to them. And of course, it's their mother, it's their grandmother, it's their living memory, and you obviously want to do right by them as well. So yeah, I hope that came across, their stories came across mm-hmm. as well.